Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a hearing today, Mike Walls, President Trump's former national security advisor and since nominated to be the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., facing questions about the use of unsecured messaging app Signal.
Senator Chris Coons pressed Walls repeatedly on this issue of Signal and was it appropriate to use in the setting that he used. Because remember, he created this group chat to discuss those plans of an imminent military strike on the Houthis in Yemen. And what Walls said is that Signal was recommended to be used for some form of communication. But Coons pressed him again and said, yeah, but it wasn't recommended to be used for classified communication. And Walls said, well, he didn't discuss anything that was classified on the chat.
In Texas, new flood alerts and evacuations ordered that are already impacting the still devastated areas by the July 4th flash floods that killed 132. It's also hampering efforts to locate dozens of the missing. Forecasters watching a system moving across Florida that could develop into a tropical depression later this week in the Gulf. This is ABC News. A Victorville, California man has been arrested for leaving a teddy bear and claiming it was made with human skin.
23-year-old Hector Villanueva is accused of ordering what's called a human skin teddy bear on Etsy and then leaving that bear outside of a convenience store in Victorville on Sunday. Initially, it was believed to be a teddy bear covered in real human skin. It turned out to be made of latex and ordered from a horror prop artist online. Villanueva was booked into jail for causing a false emergency and wrongfully planting evidence. The artist said somebody in Victorville recently ordered one of his human skin teddy bears. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Israel's defense minister once again threatening Iran's supreme leader in a speech saying operational factors prevented Israel from killing the Ayatollah during the 12-day war when they struck Iranian sites, but says Israel could target him later. Police in Atlanta searching for a suspect accused of breaking into Beyonce's choreographer's car and stealing sensitive material. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Mild and muggy tonight with a low of 68. Humid with showers and storms on and off midday tomorrow with a high of 84. Rain winds down tomorrow night with a low of 59. Decreasing clouds and cool for July on Thursday with a high of 73. And partly sunny and refreshing on Friday with a high of 77. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the northeast at 9 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 90 degrees.
WRCO 100.9. She's somewhere between church and Elvis. She loves Jesus and the King on velvet. She's a whole
RCO Studio is proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and tasty moments.
At this point, a breakup would be catching a break. I can't seem to make it to my first, second date. Even mama gave up, don't know what went wrong. Right.
local today?
He's a modern day cowboy in a world so fast. No dusty trails or a wide open pass. Just a hard-working man with a heart of gold. He loves his family and loves Jesus too. Keeps his head to the plow and his words stand true. In a crazy world, he's strong and bold. Stetson on his head, just a baseball cap. No spurs on his boots, and he's okay with that. He's got that leather skin spirit, and you can bet with a ton of respect and a love that said he's a cowboy. Oh, he's a cowboy. He clocks in early, works the whole day through. Riding for his kin, that's what he'll do. Stays out past sunset, he gives his all. A man of few words and kind to the bone. Humility and love are his cornerstone. In a world that's changing, he's standing tall. Ball cap, no spurs on his boots, and he's okay with that. He's got that leather skin spirit, and you can bet with a ton of respect and a love that said he's a cowboy. Oh, he's a cowboy. He'll come home tired with a smile so bright to his loving family. His guiding light, he'll hug his wife and kiss his kids goodnight. Stetson on his head, just a baseball cap. No spurs on his boots, and he's okay with that. He's got that leather skin spirit, and you can bet with a ton of respect and a love that says cowboy with a heart so true. In a world full of changes, he'll see it through. With love for his family and respect in tow, he's a modern day cowboy. Watch him go.
And a 9-to-5 comes home at night to a pretty wife with a baby due. He'll sleep in on Saturday, cut the grass if it don't rain. After church, he'll watch the game and have a beer or two. He'll stand up when he hears the anthem, and that won't ever change. He's still a soldier, his blood runs. For the news at 10, he'll see those places that he's been. And when a brother falls, there's a part of him that does too. And if they call and needed him back, all he'd
Trace Atkins with Still a Soldier on Country and Community. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Thede. I'm sitting in for Bo Hinrichs on his last hour. He filled in for Phil Nee earlier today. Bo came on there at 8. So I'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight bringing you some great music and information. Hoping your Tuesday is a good one. Almost one day away from Hump Day. And Hump Day is always kind of neat because it's the middle of the work week for those that work Monday through Friday jobs. And right now it's mostly sunny outside, but it's like down. Now it's down to about 87 degrees. But our heat index is sitting at 92, making it feel like it's 90 outside. But feels like a summer day out there. It's not, at least it's not really bad heat levels like we've had before. But anyway, just best is to wear your sunscreen if you're outside and make sure you keep yourself hydrated and check on those around you. Make sure they're keeping cool, especially if they are elderly or if they're disabled or whatever and they're unable to get around really well. Make sure you check on them and make sure your pets are nice and cool as well. But now it's a Tuesday in Richland Center. Hopefully you have a lot of good plans for the rest of the week besides work and the upcoming weekend as well. And of course, there's a lot going on again this weekend. And as we go through the week and get closer, we'll report to you what's happening this weekend in Richland Center in case you're deciding what to do. But anyways, that temperature of 87 degrees is according to the works floor and home thermometer at 419. And just wanted to let you know that concessions will be available in the Killian Meyer building during the Church League softball. And that's going on tonight down there at the park, with proceeds going towards construction of dugouts at Kroska Park. The concessions will be open from approximately 6 to 9 each game night until further notice. And then going on tomorrow, there's a couple of blood drives it looks like we have. Just wanted to make sure it looks good here. Okay, got just a couple blood drives going on. First of all, the first one tomorrow is from 9 to 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. And also there's another one right here in Richland Center from 11:30 to 5:30, and that's going to be held at the Community Center. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can go online to redcrossblood.org.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Cool down and stock up this July at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Stay breezy with the Perfect Air high-velocity fan and upgrade your yard work with the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0. Plus Ace 32-gallon trash can, just $22.99, $20 off a Craftsman 300 PSI gas pressure washer with Ace Rewards, and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Hot savings, cool deals, only at Walsh's Ace, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Now that the big, beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our Fuel Rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Richland Electric Cooperative is asking for the help of its members because of today's warm and humid conditions. A peak alert has been issued because of anticipated high energy demand. REC members should expect water heaters to be controlled. You can help by postponing the use of high energy appliances like ovens and clothes dryers until after 9 o'clock tonight. Set your air conditioner no lower than 78. Close blinds and shades. These simple steps will help control your energy costs and serve your cooperative well.
100.9 WRCO.
WRCO Studio, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant, where great music and delicious memories are made.
All my life, I've been a dreamer. Some stars go too far. You couldn't talk me down, and I felt like I could see. Forever, had no choice, I believed. I knew I'd leave this town, I was gone. Before I ever said out loud, and I would run just to see what life's about. Oh, but now I see my life twists and turns, ups and downs. Choices that I made somehow, oh, and I watch each chapter close, and I guess that's how the story goes. how it goes. I'm reading mine as we speak. This book is so heavy. Sometimes I feel weak, but now I see my life twists and turns, ups and downs. Choices that I made somehow. I watch each chapter close, and I guess that's how the story goes. That's how it goes. That's how it
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Republicans are tweaking sweeping spending cuts approved in that massive budget bill.
The measure would claw back billions in funding Congress has already approved for foreign aid and public broadcasting. It narrowly passed the House last month, and to get it through the Senate, where it's not subject to a filibuster, GOP leaders have agreed to take out a $400 million proposed reduction for global AIDS relief. The bill would still include more than $1 billion in cuts to public radio and TV, and the revised version would have to go back to the House. The bill has to land on the president's desk by Friday, or the law says all the money must be spent.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. In Los Angeles, police are investigating a double homicide. The victims include a music producer on the series American Idol and her husband. LAPD was responding to a welfare check and found them in separate locations inside their Encino home. Stocks ending mixed today over a mixed bag of economic data. This is ABC News.
The Richland Center Church League softball regular season continues tonight. The Milwaukee Brewers draft a third baseman, and curveballs are disappearing from Major League Baseball. Good afternoon with a look at sports on WRCO. I'm Adam Haas. In Church League softball action tonight, on the West Diamond, Grace Community versus Richland Baptist Temple 2, the Knights of Columbus will umpire. West Diamond 8:15 game, Boscobel Assembly of God versus Knights of Columbus, Grace will umpire. The East Diamond, a couple of games there as well, 7 p.m., Free Methodist versus St. Mary's Church of the Nazarene will be umping. And at 8:15, Church of the Nazarene versus Richland Baptist Temple 1, St. Mary's will umpire. The Mission has the bye tonight. The Milwaukee Brewers have drafted third baseman Andrew Fisher with the 20th pick of the 2025 Major League Baseball free agent draft. Fisher also played first base and outfield for the Volunteers of Tennessee. He blasted 25 home runs and reached base in all 65 games the Volunteers played. California high school shortstop Brady Ebel was taken 32nd by the Brewers. And curveballs are disappearing from Major League Baseball as pitchers prioritize velocity. They're emphasizing sliders and sweepers. Curveball usage dropped from 10.7% in 2019 to just 8.4% this season. 22,962,000 fewer curveballs were thrown in 2024 than just 5 years prior. Pitchers and coaches say the focus has shifted to harder, faster pitches that generate more swings and misses. Batters are hitting 225 against curveballs this season, lower than fastballs. The game continues evolving toward more power and speed. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Haas.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing & Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Mild and muggy tonight, low 68. Humid with showers and storms on and off midday tomorrow with a high of 84. Rain winds down tomorrow night with a low of 59. Decreasing clouds and cool for July on Thursday with a high of 73. And partly sunny and refreshing on Friday with a high of 77. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the north at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 87 degrees with a heat index of 92.
100.9 WRCO.
As happy as you did tonight. Your tipsy friend grabbed that bartender, gave him a phone and pulled us over there with him. He counted to three, and baby, I haven't seen that side of you in forever. And I hate it's the truth, but baby, you never do when we're alone together. It was good to see you smile. Girl, you know it's been a while. It was good to see you smile, even if it was just for the picture. They say a picture's worth a thousand words, but you ain't said one since you woke up. Silly me, thinking we could make it work. Can you blame me for getting my hopes up? You know it took me right back to how it used to be. And baby, seeing us like that is still a little bittersweet. But it was good to see you smile. Girl, you know
I can't wait to see.
never had no one that I could count on. I've been let down so many times. I was tired of hurting, so tired of searching, till you walked into my life. See how much I have. And I still tremble when we touch. I know the look in your eyes when we make love. You're more than a lover. There could never be another to make me feel the way you do.
My Best Friend from a guy with a pretty good first name, Mr. Tim McGraw. And our time is 4:46. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a Dodge Ram hubcap. It was found yesterday on Highway 58, about a mile off of Highway 14 near Ithaca. If you were in that area and you were driving a Dodge Ram and you finally see that your hubcap is missing, give a call to 647-6763. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be bringing you the evening news with Joanne Krulotz. And that's right after ABC News. Joanne will have local news, vital statistics. We'll have a weather forecast from Brittany Merlot. And I will have sports. Following that, we'll have ag news. And then after ag news, we'll have music to take you through the rest of your evening and overnight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, also on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Coming this July.
And also this August.
It's Little Shop
of Horrors.
It's a comedy.
It's a musical.
Come see Seymour fall in love with Audrey.
Come see Seymour fall in love with the plant.
Come see Seymour and Audrey sing to each other.
Come see Seymour feed Audrey's boyfriend to the plant.
What?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come cheer as Seymour's boss promises to adopt him.
Come gasp as Seymour feeds him to the plant.
What? Him too?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come hear the doo-wop girls sing you the story.
Come hear the plant sing Feed Me.
The plant can sing?
And eat. A lot of people.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all part of Little Shop of Horrors.
Richland Center High School, July 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Showtimes at 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids.
With a family package of two adults and any number of kids for $50.
Don't miss Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really a lot of fun.
Richland Electric Cooperative is asking for the help of its members because of today's warm and humid conditions. A peak alert has been issued because of anticipated high energy demand. REC members should expect water heaters to be controlled. You can help by postponing the use of high energy appliances like ovens and clothes dryers until after 9 o'clock tonight. Set your air conditioner no lower than 78. Close blinds and shades. These simple steps will help control your energy costs and serve your cooperative well.
Come visit the Aiken School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
Sometimes a crowd makes me lonely. Sometimes a shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town. Slow down, life I kinda wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out on the FM radio, 'cause the way I'm really feeling won't fill up the Coliseum on the edge of Tupelo. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments to make my whole wide world stand still.
don't go forever. Pickup lines don't always get her, and that neon just goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. My front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can't feel. Yeah, I want something real.
Specials are country and community, coming to you from WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant.
Judging him by his tattoos, all the scars down to his boots. Whiskey drinker and an all-night rider. Used to throw a punch, a ballroom fighter. Yeah, you would think he was born to lose. That used to be me. Well, I was that guy. The one you could count on to let you down every time. It was a Saturday night sinner, not a Sunday morning saint. Rolling through this life, breaking hearts along the way. Yeah, I was that. Selfish intentions. That used to be me. I was that guy. You could count them out, and that's a safe bet. You know the devil really wants them, but I say life just ain't through with him yet. That used to be me. Saturday night sinner, not a Sunday morning saint. Running through this life, breaking hearts along the way. Yeah, I was that guy who lived at rock bottom with selfish intentions. That used to be me. Thank God for redemption. Sinner or a Sunday morning saint. That used to be me. Well, I was that guy, the one you could count on.
flies on the windshield as heaven starts to cry. And in his rearview mirror, his angel waves goodbye. She knows he's gotta go. She knows he's one of them. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. That Detroit diesel pirate ship goes blowing out again. 747 son, freedom's your best friend. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. Put the pedal to the metal, try to outrun the rain. Another shot of truck stop coffee goes running through his veins.
ABC News is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Republicans are tweaking sweeping spending cuts approved in that massive budget bill.
The measure would claw back billions in funding Congress has already approved for foreign aid and public broadcasting. It narrowly passed the House last month, and to get it through the Senate, where it's not subject to a filibuster, GOP leaders have agreed to take out a $400 million proposed reduction for global AIDS relief. The bill would still include more than $1 billion in cuts to public radio and TV, and the revised version would have to go back to the House. The bill has to land on the president's desk by Friday, or the law says all the money must be spent.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. In Los Angeles, police are investigating a double homicide.